For this Wednesday, January 29th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. An executive order issued by Governor Mike Braun Tuesday directs state police agencies to work alongside U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and encourages local agencies to do the same. The order directs statewide agencies to report credible evidence of individuals in the United States illegally to the Indiana Intelligence Fusion Center if they have a prior criminal history or are suspected of a felony, are suspected of engaging in hostile activities, or present a significant threat to national security or public safety. Agencies that are expected to cooperate with federal immigration officials include Indiana State Police, Indiana Excise Police, Indiana Department of Corrections, and Indiana Gaming Commission. Members of the Indiana National Guard are directed to comply with requests for assistance as well, including assistance by way of facilities, personnel, and resources. The University of Evansville and Ivy Tech Community College are working together to provide more opportunities for students. The two announced a new partnership Tuesday called the Guaranteed Admission Agreement. It means any Ivy Tech student who completes certain associate degrees with at least a 2.5 GPA is guaranteed admission to UE. Those in charge say they're eager to make it easier for students to further their education, and the program is designed to make the transition as seamless as possible and keep students from losing credits. School officials say students who qualify will be guaranteed admission to all the UE bachelor's programs except for those like nursing or theater, which have extra requirements. They will also receive at least a $20,000 scholarship per year for up to 5 semesters. Expressway Credit Connection posted on Facebook that the North Posey Truck Raffle drawing is happening on Saturday, February 15th at halftime of the North Posey Boys Varsity Basketball game. Tickets are only $20, and they say only 4,500 tickets will be sold. The grand prize is your choice of a brand new 2025 vehicle or $20,000 cash. Second place is $500 cash, third place is $300, and fourth place is $100. The raffle is presented by the North Posey Booster Club and Expressway dealers. North Posey girls basketball picked up a win last night at home against South Spencer 68-34. Alyssa Heath scored 23 points for the Vikings and is now 21 points away from 1,000 career points. North Posey improves to 15-6 and will finish up their regular season schedule at Forest Park on Thursday. USI women's and men's basketball played at Moorhead State last night. USI women's basketball started the evening off with a 72-52 victory. Meredith Raley led the way with 14 points. The Screaming Eagles improved to 16-6 on the season and 8-3 in the Ohio Valley Conference. USI men's basketball fell just a bit short as they got beat 66-65. Jalen Randall scored 16 points in the loss for the Screaming Eagles. They dropped to 9-12 in the year and 4-7 in the Ohio Valley Conference. 12th-ranked Kentucky picked up a big win at 8th-ranked Tennessee last night, 78-73. Kobe Brea paced the Cats with 18 points, and Amari Williams had a double-double with 10 points and 15 rebounds. UK is now 15-5 and 4-3 in the SEC. 21st-ranked Louisville stays red hot as they protected home court on Tuesday night with a 72-59 win over Wake Forest. Terrence Edwards Jr. led the Cards with 18 points. Louisville has won 10 straight games as their record has soared to 16-5 overall and 9-1 in the ACC. Coming up tonight in local high school sports, North Posey boys basketball plays host to Mount Vernon. The JV game tips at 5:30 and the varsity game will follow at 7 o'clock. The Wildcats are 8-7 and the Vikings sit at 7-7. North Posey won the first meeting back on December 6th at Mount Vernon 49-47. Catch tonight's game on the radio with the Mount Vernon broadcast on 106.7 WMVI and the North Posey broadcast on 98.9 WPIW. Both can be streamed online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. In local college sports this evening, Evansville men's basketball plays at home at Ford Center at 7 o'clock against Murray State. The Purple Aces are hoping for back-to-back wins as they are 7-14 and 4-6 in the Missouri Valley Conference. Finishing up with professional sports, from the NBA tonight, the Indiana Pacers play host to the Detroit Pistons. The ball goes up at 6 o'clock. The Pacers are currently in fifth place in the Eastern Conference standings with a record of 25-20. That wraps up your news and sports for this Wednesday, January 29th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Enjoy your Wednesday. Your weather forecast is next.